Shalom aleichem aboyisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 29th topic of Parshas Kiseitze, Lo Yisa'a Shoik Sochir Oni Ve'evyoin. Do not hold back the wages of a poor man. By the Aliyah of Shvi, Perek Chav Dalet, Posuk Yud Dalet. Lo Yisa'a Shoik Sochir Oni Ve'evyoin, Emeyachecho, Oy Migirecho, Asher Be'artzecho, Bishorecho. Do not hold back the wages of a poor man, whether it be from one of your brothers, a born Jew, or a migercha, a ger tzedek, or even a ger toishav, a goy who is mekabel on himself to keep the sheva mitzvah bnei noyach. Any one of these in your land, in one of your cities. Says Rashi, lo yisah shoik sochil, frekt Rashi akasha, ba lo yikvar kosuven parshas kedoshim, it says already, lo yisah shoik esrei acho, you're not allowed to hold back the wages of any yid. Why would a poor man be different? The pasuk mechadesh that if this worker is a poor man, you're over twice. And now Rashi fills in two missing words of the pasuk. Don't hold back the wages of a worker that is an oni ve'evyon. A rich person, or anybody who is not poor, is already included in the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, L'Yisashik Ezre'acho. What's the difference between an Oni and an Evyoin? An Evyoin is even more poor than an Oni. He's called an Evyoin because he's To'ev L'chol Dovo. He desires anything he can get his hands on. Megerecho Zeger Tzedek. Bishorecho Zeger Toishov Oichal Nevelo is coming to include a Ger Toishov is a complete Goy. But he's mekabel on himself to keep Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noyach. You have the Isra of Lishan Shoik regarding him also. Asher be'artzecho l'rabo yischar b'vehem v'kelim. Come to Malbe, not only if somebody works for you, also if you rented an animal or kelim, you must pay the wages of the rent and not hold it back. Posuk tesvo v'beyoimoy siten sechoroi v'lo yizavoy olov ha-shemesh. Ki oni hu ve'elav hu noisei es nafshoi ve'lo yikro olecho el adonai ve'hoyovecho cheit. Rashi in Parshas Kedoshim says that this pasuk is talking about a person who is hired to work through the night. He finishes his job at the end of the night. On that day, the day following the night, you must pay him his wages and make sure the sun does not set before you did that. And why is the Torah extra makbid on the wages of a poor man? Because this person is poor and he needs the money badly. So much so, he does jobs that at times he has to be moiser nefesh to do the job. When a person dies, his nefesh, his soul, is raised from his body. This oni does jobs that he's at risk of raising his soul from his body. He's at risk of dying. Rashi will give us examples. That's how badly he needs the money. And therefore the Torah is extra makpid on lo yisah shoik sochir oni ve'evyoin. Says the Torah, pay him on time in order that he should not call out to Hashem about you. But either way, whether he calls out or not, v'hoyo b'cho chet, you have a chet for not paying on time. Says Rashi, ve'elov u'noisiyest nafshoi. Ve'elov is referring to elaschar hazeh u'noisiyest nafshoi lomus. It's for this money he's moiser nefesh to die. For instance, olova kevesh v'nitla bo'ilon. He goes up on a ramp. He has to go on high places. He has to climb up on a tree. These things are risky. Why does he do it? Obviously, he needs the money badly. The fact that you have a chet is not dependent on him calling out to Hashem. If he indeed does call out to Hashem, you'll get punished quicker. On to topic number 30. Posuk tezayin lo yumesu avoyis al bonim uvonim lo yumesu al avoyis ish b'cheto yumasu. Rashi learns that there are two topics in one. The beginning of the posuk is telling us that fathers cannot be put to death based on the testimony of their sons, and sons cannot be put to death based on the testimony of their fathers. That's one topic. And the second topic, ish b'cheto yumasu. Nobody will die as a result of a chet of another person. If a person dies, it's because his chatoim only. Says Rashi, lo yumesu avos al bonim be'edus bonim. V'im toimar ba'avoin bonim. You may mistakenly think the pasuk means that fathers should not be put to death based on the avoin of their children. Says Rashi, kvar ne'emar, that's the end of the pasuk. Ish b'cheto yumoso. A person is only killed for his chatoim. And therefore the beginning of the pasuk must be talking about edus. As far as the end of the pasuk, ish b'cheto yumosu, a man only dies because of his chatoim, make a diuk. But what about not a man? Avol mishe eino ish is yes meis ba'avoin oviv. For instance, haktanim meisim ba'avoin avoisam bidei shamayim. There is such a phenomena that small children, before their ish, before their gedolim, they could die as a result of their parents' chatoim. On to topic number 31. Here also there are two topics in one. The common denominator is take care of the less fortunate ones. Posuk Yud Zayin Eloi Sateh Mishpat Gil Yosoyim Eveloi Sachavoil Beged Almono. Do not pervert the justice of a Geir and a Yosoyim. They're easy to take advantage of because there's nobody to fight for them. Even so, do not pervert their justice. And do not take a mashkoin, a collateral, from an almona who owes you money, and the payment was due and she didn't pay back. Do not take a collateral from her that involves a beged, one of her clothings. And that is because we saw before in Perek Chav Daled, Psukim Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, that when you take a collateral, shaloi b'shas alvo, namely after the loan was due, and the shliach bezdin goes into the house and gives you a collateral, you have to return it to the person whenever he needs it, by night, by day. If you were to do the same thing with the beged almona, that doesn't look good. Every day, every night, you're coming to the almona's house. And therefore, do not take collateral, a beged of an almona. Says Rashi, lo yisate mishpat gil yosim. Ala oshir kvar huza lo yisate mishpat. We saw in Parsha Shoftim. You're not allowed to pervert the judgment of anybody that comes in front of you to judge. But over here, v'shana be'oni lavi rolo b'shnei lavin. If you pervert the judgment of an oni, you get a double lav. And don't say that that pasuk is not talking about Roni. Sheafaloni hizi loisate mishpat loisake aponi. The pasuk in Parsha Shoftim is also talking about an oni, but an oni gets a double lav. And why is that? Lefish enoke lahatois mishpat oni yoisa mishal oshil. It's easier to pervert the judgment of an oni because there's no one to fight for him. Lekachizi v'shana olav. Therefore, the Torah gives you a double lav. Loisach avoid beged almona. We're talking about shaloi b'shas alvo. Only not at the time of the loan, namely after the loan was due and he's not paying back. But b'shas alvo, you could take whatever you want, even a beged almona, because there is no din to give it back by day or by night. That din is only by a mashkoin, shaloi b'shas alvo. Posuk Yud Ches v'zochar oto ki ayved oiso b'mitzrayim v'yivdecho adoino eloihecho mishom al kein onichim etzavecho lasois. Even though the fact that I'm limiting you, that you can't take a mashkoin, a collateral, a beg of an almona, you may end up losing the loan that you lent her. But remember, you were an Eved in Mitzrayim, and Hashem took you out of there. And therefore Hashem commanded you to keep his mitzvahs, even if it may involve a loss of money. Says Rashi, v'zachar tu almanes kein p'disicho, lishmechu koisai, afilu yesh chason kis badovo. On to topic 32, matnois anim, the gift that you have to leave for the poor in the field. Posuk yutes ki sikso yakitzir chov v'sodecho v'shachachto uimer basodeh lo yisashuv lekachto ilagei lo yosoyim velo almano yihye leman yivorechecho adoino yaloyhecho mechoil maase yodecho. The posuk is talking about harvesting grain. The way it works is, you take a handful of stalks, you take a sickle and you cut it. You take one of the stalks and you bundle them together. That bundle is called an oimel. And you throw it on the ground. You move on, do the same thing, a handful of stalks, cut it with a sickle, wrap it with the stalk, and put it on the ground. And then after every couple, you make it into a big pile. You take a bunch of oimorim and make it into a godish. A godish is a big pile. And then you come by with the wagon and load up the stalks onto the wagon and bring it to the granary, to the silo. Says the Torah, when you're harvesting the harvest of your field, and you're coming to collect the imorim, and you skipped over one, you forgot it, and you moved on. Don't return to take it. That's called the matnas hanim, called shikha, you forgot it. Leave it there. Lagei, layosam, v'almona, for the unfortunate, the poor, that's who it belongs to. In order that Hashem shall bless you in all your endeavors. Says Rashi, v'shachach to oimel. Only if you forget an oimel, that's the small bundle, v'loi godish. Not the big pile, which is made up of a bunch of oimorim, that's not called shikha. Mikan omru, oimel, sheyesh bo isasayim, mushchochoi, eino shikha. This is where Chazal learned out. If an oimel, a bundle, a single bundle, has sosaim, two se'ah of grain, that's not called shikha, because once it's two se'ah, that's already the shear of a godish. Basode, an extra word, v'shochach to oimel basode, l'raboi shikhas komo. Although the pasuk is talking about when you forgot a bundle that's already cut grain, but also if as you're harvesting, you skipped over stalks and did not cut them. That also, sheshochach miktsaso miliktsoil, that's also called shikha, the standing stalks connected to the ground. You can't go back and cut it. You have to leave it for the aniyim. Loisoshuv lekachtoi, the isra is only to go back and get what you forgot. Mikan omru, only shela'acharov shikha, once you passed it. But shelefonov eino shikha, something that's in front of you, you didn't get to yet, that's not called shikha. For instance, you harvest usually in rows. You did a half a row, normally you would continue till the end. But you decided for whatever reason to go back and do the next row before completing the second half of the first row. Says the Torah, that's not shikha, because it's not loisoshuv, sheine bebal toshuv. The isra of shikha is don't go back and get it. If I didn't reach it yet, I just decided to do the next row before continuing, that's not called a loisoshuv lekachtoi, and you're allowed to continue and get and take it. L'man yivorechecho, says Rashi, is a chiddush over here. V'af al pi shebos liyodoi sheloi b'miskavin. This mitzvah of shikha is done sheloi b'miskavin. Meaning, it can be done sheloi b'miskavin. Once you recognize that you forgot it, and then you don't return, that's ready b'miskavin. But even if you didn't realize that you forgot it, then he's still allowed to take it. That means this mitzvah of shikha was done without your realization. Surely, if you do a mitzvah with intention, how much more so will Hashem bless you? From here we learn, a person lost a coin. Even his partner's bar, another he picked it up, and he used it as tzedakah. You get a bracha, even though you had no intention to give tzedakah. Adkan the matnos anim called shikha. Now we move on to other types of matnos anim. Posuk chof. Ki sachpoit zeisecho lo yisefei rachareicho lagei lo yosoim velo almano yihye. The way you harvest olives is you hit the tree. You hit the tree and the olives fall to the ground. You usually put like a sack underneath. And that's how you collect the olives. That's called sachboit zeisecho. When you hit the olive tree, in other words, you're harvesting the olives, lo yisefei rachareicho. Don't finish it off and hit and take all the glory of the tree. The glory of the tree are the olives. Don't finish it off. Rather, you have to leave off some, called peya, lagei leyosef l'almono, yeah, leave it over for the poor. Says Rashi, lo yisefei lo yisitul tif'al toy mimenu, the beauty of the tree is its fruit. Mikan shemanichim peya le'ilon, the mitzvah of peya is also shayach to a tree. Acharecho, zu shikcho. We're marbre from acharecho, namely from behind you, that there's also a concept of shikha. You finished, you thought you finished beating one olive tree, you moved on to the next, and you realize you didn't finish the first one, don't go back. That's called shikha, leave it there for the aniyim. And same thing when the olives that fell to the ground, if you moved on, don't collect what you forgot. On to another type of matnos aniyim, which is only applicable by grapes. Posuk chof alef ki siv tzur karmecho lo yisoy li lacharecho lagei lo yisoy velo almano yihye. When you're harvesting your vineyard, you're harvesting the grapes, lo yisoy li lacharecho. The word oilelois comes from the root oilel, a young child. Don't take the young, underdeveloped clusters of grape. Those belong to the aniyim. Ge'er yosem ve'almono. Says Rashi, loise oilel im matzosa boi oilelois. The young, undeveloped clusters, loise kachana, don't take it. Ve'ezahi oileles. What is the definition of oilelois? Kol she'ena loi kosev ve'loi notev. The word kotev means, in a grown-up, healthy cluster, the grapes are leaning on each other. Namely, they're shouldering. One is touching the on both sides. And notev, it comes down to a tip. The grapes are dripping down on a full, healthy cluster. Yesh lo echod mehem, harei shel balabais. The only way it belongs to anim, if it has neither a kotev or a notev. If it has one of them, that doesn't belong to the anim, that belongs to the balabais. Ro'isi b'gemor Yerushalmis. Ezoi kotev, what is the definition of kotev? Psigin ze al gav ze. That they're one on top of another. It's crowded. It's stuffy in there. They're leaning on each other. And notev, elu atluid basherdov yerdois, it goes down on the stem all the way to the bottom. Posuk chof beiz vizoch al tok, yevedo isa beret mitzoyim, al kein onichim etzav echol asois, es hadavor hazeh. A similar pasuk to what we ended off in the last topic, by lo yisach v'il beged almono. Even though this involves chison kis, it costs you money. Remember, you are an eved in Mitzrayim, and I took you out on this condition that you should listen to my mitzvahs, even if it involves a chison kis. Ad kan topic number 32, matnos anim. On to topic 33, malkos. Posuk Aleph, ki yihye riv bein anoshim v'nigeshu el ha-mishpot u-shfotum v'yitzdiku ez ha-tzadik v'hirshi'u ez ha-rosho. If there will be a fight between two people, usually involving money, a monetary issue, so they should go to Bezdin. Bezdin should judge the case. V'yitzdiku ez ha-tzadik. Bezdin will acquit the innocent. And then they'll convict the guilty. And in a chonami, between two people coming to Bezdin, usually the issue is not around Malkus. The issue is a monetary issue, usually. And the next pasuk will tell us about what happens if the case in Bezdin involves something about Malkus. Namely, two Edom testified about a person that he was over on one of the Chayvei Lavin. Then there's Malkus, and how do you give Malkus? Says Rashi, ki yihi yarif. Give me the fight. If there's a fight, soifam liyoit negoshim el ha-mishpot, usually it'll end up in court. En lo me'ato, en sholoim yoitzim etoich meriva. Peace doesn't come out of fights. Mi goram leloit lifroish min ha-tzadik. What caused loit to leave Avraham Avinu? Ev yoyim ha-zeh meriva. It started off with vahi riv. Bein roye mikne Avraham l'roye mikne loit. V'irashiyu es ha-rosho. Rashi is bothered by the flaw of the psukim. Because Pasuk Beis is going to say, Voyoim bina koisa rosho. If the one found guilty is Chayv Malkus. Frag Rashi, what, all people? You come to Bezdin with your friend? And Adin Torah, the one who found guilty is going to end up with Malkus? Says Rashi, of course not. Yochil kolam is Chayv medin loikin. No. Tamud loima vohoyoim bina koisa rosho. If the person is deserving of Malkus. Not always. Pomim loike, pomim einoi loike. Umiwa loike, when will there be Malkus? Lemoid bin einyon. The last posuk of the topic, and posuk dalid, it says, Loisach soim shoir bedishoi. You know how to muzzle an ox while it's threshing. That's a classic lav, when the Torah says, don't do something. For that, you get Malkus and any lav similar to that. Lav shaloi nitek lasei. Rashi gives us a rule, it has to be a lav with no fix-it. There are certain lavin that has a fix it. For instance, loisig zoil. And if you did it, veishuvis akzela shal gozal. Loisig sirim emenad boiker. You're not leave over noise of a korban. And if you did it, boishi soifu, burn it. A lav, anitek lase, you don't get malchus for. It's still a little bit schwer. How come the posuk put posuk aleph as a hekdomo or as part of the parasha of malchus? Usually a rib between two people has no shaykhus to malchus. Malkus seems to be a different issue completely. It's not about a riv between two people. So the Ramban says that we're talking about what type of riv, a type of riv that is chayv malkus. For instance, if one person hit his friend, akor shein b'shavaputo, so there's no money involved, or one person cursed his friend, or he took a mashkoin, adom shoisim by moichel nefesh, like you saw above, v'leach voil chayim v'rochev. It's not a monetary issue. But I still don't understand. Even if that were to be the case, it's not a riv bein anoshim. It's not an interpersonal issue. It's this person is chayv malkus, no different than eating chazer or wearing shatnez or eating nevela. The bottom line is, I don't fully understand how Pusuk Aleph came in here in the topic of malkus. Unless you go with the drash of the Gemara and Makis, that the Gemara Darshan, the first Pusuk, is talking about Edim Zoimimim. Namely, Kiyi Ariv Bein Anoshim, V'nikshu El HaMishpot U'Shvotim, Edim came and they said Edus about somebody, a false Edus, and they were found to be Zoimimim in a case that you can't do Kasha Zomam. And then other Edim came and they proved the first one to be Zoimimim, V'tztiku Es HaTzadik, they make that person who was originally a Tzadik, that the Edim made into a Rasha, they turn him back to being a Tzadik, and they make the Zoimimim into Rashoim. In a case where you can't do Kasha Zomam, then Voyim B'Nakoyis HaRasha, you're going to get Malkus. But L'chaira, that's a drash. It's not the Posh Pshat in the Posuk. In the Posh Pshat, I don't know how to fit Posuk Aleph in here. Posuk Beis ve'ayo im binakuis orosho ve'ipilo yashofei deikohu lefonov kedei rish osoi b'mispor. If the judgment in Beis Din was something regarding Malkois, for instance, to Adam said that a Yid was over one of the Chayvei Lavin. He was choisem shel bedishoi, he ate nevela, he ate chazer, any one of those, any one of the lavim, and he's chay, and bezden paskin that he's chay malchus, v'ipilo ya shoifet, v'iko lefonov, the shoifet, the judge, knocks him over. This is what we learn out, the malchus is not given when a person is standing or sitting, rather somewhere in between, he's bent over, v'iko lefonov, the poshup shad is, you give him malchus in front of the shoifet, and you give him a fixed number of malkois for his crime, for his avero. And what is that number of malkois? Pasuk Gimel. Arboim yakenu lo yosif, pen yosif l'akois al eile makor rabo, v'niklo ochicho leinecho. If you translate the pasuk literally, the pasuk is telling you give him 40 malkois, not more. Because you give him more than that, that's too much, and your brother will be degraded in front of you. And that's not what Hashem asked for. But as we all know, Chazal Darshan, Tirush Baal Peh, it's not 40 Malkus, it's 39 Malkus. And Rashi will tell us how we get to that. Says Rashi, Pasuk Beis, V'ipilo yashoifet melamed shein malkino yitzel le'oymed ve'lo yoyshev ve'lamute, leaning over. Rashi is making a drush over here. The Pasuk Pshad is v'iko lefonov. You give him Malkus in front of the shoifet. Rashi is darshaning, lefonov kedei rishosoy. Lefonov is not in front of the shoifet, according to the drash. Rather, it's in front of the person getting malkois. Namely, one third of the malkois is going to be on his stomach, and two thirds on his back. Lefonov kedei rishosoi. One part, one third is lefonov. Ulaacharov and on his back. Kedei shtaim, two parts. Mikan omru, malki noisoi, shte yodois milachoyrov. Two thirds and on his back. Ushlish milefonov. Bemispor, here where we start the drosha, that 40 doesn't mean 40, it means 39. How so? The Einu Nokud Ba Mispo. If it would have said the Kolofon of Kederi Shosai Ba Mispo in the fixed number, then the next pasuk stands on its own. And what is the fixed number? 40. But it doesn't say that. It says Bimispo, which tells you Limecho Dovuk. That tells you that the word Bimispo is hyphenated with the word Alboim in the next pasuk. You have to read it together. Kederi Shosai Bimispo Alboim. On the count of 40, but you don't actually get the 40th. Chazal tell us when you give Malkus, you have one of the Dayonim is counting one, and he gives a Malkus, two, a second one, a third, and a third one. So you're only counting the number 40, you're not actually giving it. Now obviously, if you're not going to give it, he's not going to count it either. But that's the idea. B'mispor arboim, so to speak, a theoretical counting of the 40, but don't actually give it. Elaminyan shu suichem umashlim le'aboyim, the number that will lead on to the 40, which is how much me'aboyim chaser achas. It comes out being 39. Rashi posa gimel, lo yoisiv, do not add to the malchus. Says Rashi, this includes something else. Mikana zo'a le'makes chaveiroi. From here we learn out the Isser Deoraisa, the law, you're not allowed to hit another Yid. If you hit another Yid, you're definitely giving him more than he deserves. He didn't deserve anything. In the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk, don't give him more than he deserves, because then, V'nikla ochicho leinecho, your brother will be degraded in front of you. But Rashi makes a drasha. It says, V'nikla ochicho, your brother. Kol ha'yoyim throughout the parasha, koiroi rosho. The Pasuk says, V'irshu es ha'rosho, voyim binakois ha'rosho, kiderish osu b'mispo. He's referred to as a rosho. And all of a sudden over here, it's called ochicho, your brother. Because Umishaloko, once he gets the Malkois, Kuyriochicho, now he's your brother. The Mishnah at the end of Makkah learns out from here, Kol Chayvi Krisus Shaloku Nifturu Midei Krisoson. If a person is Chayv Kores, but he got Malkois, he's Potter from the Kores. And the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus learns out something practical for us, and that is, once a person gets Malkois, he's Kosha Le'edus. A person that was over an Aver that's Chayv Malkois, he's Posha Le'edus. But once he got his malchus, he becomes a chicha, and he is now kosher le'edus. When I say practical, I mean nafkemina for us. The fact that he's potter from kores, that's in dinei shamayim. It's true, the Mishnah says it. But nafkemina l'maisa for us, the Rambam says that he's kosher le'edus. Posuk daled lo yisach soim shoyr bedishoy. Do not muzzle an ox while he's threshing. Chazal teaches us, the reason this Pasuk is doing over here is to teach you what is Chayiv Malkus. Anything that's Dumya de Lav de Chasima, it has to be similar to this Lav. This is brought as an example for something that's Chayiv Malkus. Says Rashi lo yisach som shor bedisha, dibir hakosu behoive. The Torah is talking about something that's commonly used to thresh. But v'hu adin l'chol behemo chayiv oif, hoisim b'melocho shei b'dvar macho. The same halacha applies to any animal, domesticated or not domesticated, even a bird that's doing malacha for you in some food item. You're not allowed to muzzle them as they're doing the work. I'm kein lomo nemar shoyl. So why does it say shoyl? It could have said loisach soim bedishoy. L'hoitzi es ha'odom, to exclude an odom. If a human being is doing work for you, there is no lav of loisach soim bedishoy. You're not allowed to do that, as you saw above, in Perek Chav Gimel, Posuk Chav Hei. Kisovo b'cherem riecho, v'ochalto anovim kenav shechozovecho. The worker has a right to eat, and the owner has no right to hold it back from him. But this love of loisachsoim, to get malkois, you will not be over on a human being. Bedishoi, while he is muzzling. If that's the case, for Rashi, yochel yachsimenu mibachutz. I may have a hava amina, that you could put the muzzle on him before he enters the disha room, before he starts threshing, muzzle him outside and walk him in after he's muzzled. Maybe that's no problem. No, says Rashi, Tamud loyma loysach sum shoyl, period, mikol mokoy. Meaning that it doesn't say bedishoy loysach sum shoyl, it said loysach sum shoyl, period, even from the outside, before he comes in, you're not allowed to do that. Why did the Torah specifically say, don't muzzle an ox while he's threshing? The Pasuk could have simply said, any melacha that he's doing. But before we see the teretz, we need a shtigel akdomo. And that is, Chazal compare, wherever there's an isra of lisachsim shir bedishoi, that's where we have a mitzvah to do what we saw above. In Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Hei, of Kisovo Becherem Riecho, V'chalta Anovim Kenaf Shechozovecho. You have a chiyuv to allow your worker to eat. Chazal compared, learn out that the two are comparable. And that's why it says, Bidish over here. To learn out something, not Legabe Shoyl, rather something Legabe Apoyel, a human worker. It says Rashi, V'lo manem adayish, loyma lecho, ma adayish. What do you thresh? You thresh kernels that are miyuchad dovo shaloi nigmiro belachtoi. You didn't get to an end product. You still have to do a zoire, winnowing, and then boirel, and make it into a cream, make it into a pile. Meaning it's not the final step. That's by definition what all disha is about. And v'gidulei min ha'oretz is something that grows from the ground. Kernels grow from the ground. Av kol kayoitzeboi. So too, when is it that you have to let a worker eat That's only if it's similar to this disha, namely two conditions. Number one, loy nigmar malachtoi. Number two, gidulei min haaretz. What is it coming to exclude? Yotzo hachoylev v'megaben v'mechabetz. A person, a hired worker who is hired to milk animals or to make cheese, that's megaben mechabetz, is another type of a cheese making process. Those items are in gidulei min haaretz. So he's not allowed to drink milk or eat cheese as he's working, because it's not dumya to tadisha. Another thing is coming to exclude yotzo halosh v'mekatef. If a poel was hired to knead dough or to organize make it into loaves, make it into nice loaves, and cover them, shmir them with whatever they shmir them with, water or honey, those things are a gmal melocha. It's chayev and chala. You finished a product, so much so that it's chayev and chala. Yotzo aboidel b'tmorim over groigrois, somebody who's separating dates and dried figs. They're also, it's a gmal malacha, it's chayv and maisa already. Those things a poel may not eat as he's working in them, because it's not dumya to daish. Namely, the two conditions, and has to be dovo shaloy nigmar malachtoi and gedula min haaretz, and we learn out a poel from an ox. Adkan, topic 33, the topic of malchus. Nochamol Rabbi Yisrael Reshazer, the 33 topics of Parshaski Seitzei. Number 1, Ishes Yifas Toyar. Number 2, Yerushas Bechoyr. Number 3, Ben Suyrer Umoyre. Number 4, Kolaniskolim Nitlin. Number 5, Ashovas Haveda. Number 6, Hokeim Tokeim. Number 7, Lo Yilbash. Number 8, Shiluach Hakan. Number 9, Vosisa Maake Legagecho. Number 10, Kilaim times 3. Number 11, Gedilim Tasa Lechok Tzitzis. Number 12, Moiti Shemra, whether it's true or not. Number 13, the Oinesh of an Eishasish. Number 14, a Nairo Ameiroso. Number 15, an Oinesh of a Pnuya. Number 16, Isurei Bio. Number 17, Kedushas Hamachane. Number 18, Loisaskir Eved El Adoinov. Number 19, Loisie Kedesha Loyihie Kodesh. Number 20, Loisashich Esochicho Ribis. Number 21, Loisachel Aneder. Number 22, Kisovoi Bikerem Reecho. Number 23, Machzir Grushosoi Beisu. Number 24, Kikach Ish Isho Hadosho Noki Yele Beisoi. Number 25, Loyach Boydri Chaim Varochev. Number 26, Vegoine Vishum Choroi Mois Yumos. Number 27, Hishomer Benega Tzoras. Number 28, Mashkoin Loisovial Beisoi Lavoit Avoitoi. Number 29, Loisasho Xochir Oni Veevioin. Number 30, Loyum Su Ovis Albonim and Ish Becheto Yomus. Number 31, Loisata Mishpat Geo Yosoim and Loisachbul Beged Almono. Number 32, Matnois Anim. Shikro, Peyo, even for an Elon and Oilelois. And number 33, Malkois. And Loisachsoim Shoyer Bedishoi.